And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Grab your popcorn, kids. It's Tom, Lingy and Loggy's I Feel Seen on K-Rock and Action.
It takes two people with an acting background. One movie. Sometimes both of them know the movie. Sometimes both of them don't know the movie. And they Google it quickly beforehand. But you can't really tell because the acting is that good. And right now, Tom and Lingy will be acting out a movie. It is my task to guess the movie that is being acted out. If I do it correctly, I win the game. And at the end of your acting, to make sure that we all know that you've finished acting, you'll say, and scene.
Beautifully summarised,
yes,
there, mate.
Nice. Except for
I just blanked out. Was that good?
Yeah.
I just try not to think about it.
Except for the fact that you said two people with an acting background and quality acting.
You could have left that part now. Out of it.
Our acting background, we've been doing this game for quite a while now. We've been acting for ages.
Yes.
I guess we've got to decide whether we bring it back next
2023.
Year.
We might run out of movies.
Because you refuse to watch anymore.
Okay, absolutely.
All right, you ready, Tommy?
I think we're ready, and there's a bit of scene setting for this one.
Okay.
So, three-person script.
Okay, yeah.
I will be one, Lingy will be two.
Okay.
Because of my versatility
as an actor. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, and we start with the doorbell ringing. Bring. Who could that be? It's midnight.
Midnight! Dad! Dad!
Just a minute.
Hi, I'm sorry I'm so late, but the storm. I'm here about the ad.
The ad?
Room and board in exchange for afternoon and evening childcare. Oh, this must be the child. Hi, nice pyjamas. I've seen them on sale.
And scene.
Okay.
There's some giveaways in there.
I want to say, so my brain went, okay, is it Mary Poppins? Is it Mrs. Doubtfire?
Did your brain go, that's rubbish acting?
No. The acting, glorious. And then I'm like, maybe it's something I haven't seen, like the Tooth Fairy or something with the rock. I don't know what it is.
You don't know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
Think of the time of the year.
It's a Christmas movie. Midnight.
I'm here about the childcare, the ad. What ad?
This must be the child.
A mum for Christmas!
Who could that be? It's midnight.
Midnight. Midnight!
Now the wind.
Dad! Dad!
Just a minute.
Nailed that too, Tom.
Then my big moment.
Hi. Sorry I'm so late, but the storm. I'm here about the ad.
Ad?
Yeah. Room and board in exchange for afternoon and evening childcare. This must be the child. Hi. Nice pajamas. I've seen those on sale.
Amazing.
Lingy Newton-John.
I would say, Lingy, next time try and put an Australian accent on. It's the only thing that
Thanks
I would
for the
say.
Feedback. Need a lot of feedback after that performance.
Can I say, I watched the first 10 minutes of that movie this morning before the show to try and find a good bit to actually do, act out and transcribe, because the script's not on the internet.
Oh.
And wonderful. That is a movie I will watch again. I'm going to get the girls together and we're going to watch.
Do you know what the best part is? Where they think, this is spoiler alert, they think it's a good idea to put actual candles with lit flames on a tree as decorations.
Who did that?
That doesn't end up too good.
Do yourself a favour. Watch Mum for Christmas this year in the lead up to Christmas. I Feel Seen. Big fail from Loggy. Was it acting related? Was it the choice of scene? Probably both. it'll return one more time for 2023 next week.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Just before that song, you guys said, you want a Jed story?
Yes, we do.
I'll give you a Jed story. And this is when I thought I'd experienced it all when it came to kindergarten experiences. So Jed's about to finish kinder.
He's your youngest?
Youngest, yes. Sorry, I should explain that. Starting school next year.
Oh, already?
So we are about to finish a generation of at this kindergarten. Yeah. I'm not going to name the name because I don't want to get them in trouble, but they are a magnificent kinder filled with incredible teachers. They've been so good for Max and then Henry and now Jed. He's about to finish.
Oh, bless.
They've got their Christmas dinner tonight. They do like a fun little dinner together. Yeah. It'll be fantastic. They go tomorrow and then done. No more. No more Ling kids.
Hey, you never know. You might get a surprise.
Oh. I was, yeah.
An extra little Christmas present.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Depends what happens later this morning.
Yeah. You've booked it in, haven't you?
But.
Oh, you're going to the gym session. Sorry. Yes. Continue.
But after all those three boys going through a three-year-old, four-year-old kinder age.
Yeah.
Thought I'd kind of experienced it all. The other day, get a phone call from the incredible, one of the incredible teachers at Jed's kinder saying, we just had to call the poisons hotline.
Oh, no.
So straight away, my heart is just like, what? Okay, I'll be, I'm coming right there.
Yeah.
Turns out, because of, you know, all the massive rainfall we've had recently. Mm. Everything's just growing like crazy everywhere. You know, you see all the grass is long around every little
it's
reserve
so hard to
and
keep up with.
Everything like that. Mm. That a couple of little plants have popped up in the garden of the kindergarten in amongst all this other stuff. This is one of the beautiful things about this place. There's trees, there's grass. It's one of those real
free range children.
Touch and explore and everything like that. Climb trees, all that. Some little buried sort of plants,
that someone had buried in the hope that it would grow one day?
A bit of an extra revenue stream. Italia lily type thing. And they've got these berries that look really, really uninviting.
Mm.
But Jed and his mate have decided, let's test those out.
Give them a go. Why not?
Give them a go.
Yeah.
Away from everyone, they've both had a little taste test.
Oh, darling.
Just a little sampler, like in the supermarket. I'll try one of those.
Yeah. Like one of the grapes,
Yeah, they look kind of like probably little peas. And it's funny because Jed just refuses to eat peas at home. Yeah. But let's give these a try.
Yeah.
Bush peas, they're different.
Yeah. Wandered up to the teacher and said, my mouth is burning. Oh. It's on fire.
Oh, no, little Jenny.
Oh, my goodness.
So they, the teachers snapped into action straight away, asked all the questions, straight onto the poisons hotline. Their response was, they're fine. Give them a glass of milk and they'll be okay.
Why is that the go-to for everything? I mean, I don't remember, but when we were younger, I remember it's like, okay, get the milk. Always have milk on standby.
Mm.
Snake bite, milk.
Bean, broken leg, milk.
Milk. Always milk. Is that so? That's
I actually don't know.
Yeah.
Now that you've asked that.
There you go.
Maybe I should have asked and said, why milk?
I think it might trigger you to vomit if you need to, and it might also sort of put a layer in if you need that as well.
Okay.
It's soothing. It's like chili, you know?
Yeah.
Your mouth's burning from chili, have some milk.
What I did notice from this, so quickly, just in case anyone's worried, absolutely everything fine. They had a taste of it. They'd spat it out straight away. Mm. So they never ingested it. The poisons hotline said they'd have to ingest a whole heap for it to be a concern.
Yeah.
But just monitor them. The burning went away. They're completely fine.
Yeah.
But the one thing I noticed out of this whole thing, and the teacher was talking to us about it, was both of them refused to give the other one up. Because the teacher was saying,
bless.
Now,
ain't no snitch.
Yeah,
snitches get stitches.
Yeah, and burning mouths.
Yeah.
How come you did this? Whose idea was it?
Mm.
Nah, nothing. Nothing.
Stonewall.
Absolute.
That's
so I've worked
out. That's great. Even I can't do that. I give up people straight away.
Yeah, so I'm pretty pumped. She does. Jed's not a rat.
Oh.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
So, how do you get people to leave your house? You love them.
Mm.
You've invited them over, right? This is great. We're all having a good time. But good times can't last forever, especially in my house. I need to go to bed.
Mm. What about
Real exaggerated yawn.
But I yawn all the time.
If you do that, I'm going to expect your arm to pop around my shoulder.
Yes. Date
like
style.
The night's just getting started.
You got to play it cool.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. It's time for you to leave. Kirby, how do you get it done, mate?
Well, obviously it really depends on what time of the week it is, but during the week, being a single parent, it's really easy. Oh, you know, guys, I've got a, you know, early start. Kids got to be up at 7:30, got to be at school before 9, you know, let's shuffle along kind of thing.
Using the kids again. See, yes. This is why I need to have one.
Yeah, I will always roll. I don't know if you've done this, Lingy, but I will always roll out. Oh, got to get started getting the girls to bed, you know, get the dinner and all that stuff.
Yeah, he's used that on me before.
It's off a school night. Off you go.
Yeah. No, that's a good one, Kirby.
Melissa's in Bannockburn. Melissa, do you just use the excuse that you're living in Bannockburn and so people won't come over?
It's not that far away, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
I have been known just to pull the vacuum out and start cleaning up.
Vacuum?
You don't. Get the vacuum, seriously.
I have, and I have a really bad reputation with my family, and they're just like, yeah, we know it's time to go.
Amazing.
Okay. That's nice. Brilliant. Do you go under their legs and stuff too? Like you do that whole like, come on, legs up, get out.
Sometimes it's much more convenient now. You've got a stick back and not having to pull the cord and plug it in.
Of course.
All right. I didn't think that was a real thing. I don't know if Melissa's a real person.
Because she lives in Banno. Yes, she is. Sarah from Newcombe. What about you, mate? How do you tell people to leave without being weird about it?
We had LED lights in our man cave and it was set to a timer. So first time we'd go off at 10. Next time we'd go off just after midnight.
Oh.
And if you don't turn them back on, you just sit there in darkness.
Oh, my God. Were they set on a timer that they would flash, like when you go to the theatre and it's like, quick, it's about to, yeah, but you got to get back in, like show's back to start again.
They literally just dim out.
And the night's over.
I love that.
That's very good.
That's amazing.
Brilliant, Sarah. That's going to be hard to top. But Lauren from Grovedale, have you got a better one than that for us?
Well, I'm quite boring. If my husband will stay up till bloody all night, but if I want to go to bed, I literally just go and get in my pajamas. Good night. See how you know where the door is. Lock it.
Okay. See?
Go to bed.
And I guess it depends on what type of jammies you're wearing, whether people are like, oh, I'll stay.
The mind
definitely
bubbles.
Not the ones that I wear.
Chuck the keys in the bowl.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It's time for you to leave, Log. Just go. Is that polite enough for you?
So it sounds a little bit harsh.
You know that I will just talk about this and write about it in my diary tonight.
Just raw dogging farewells.
Is that not polite
Can
enough?
Can you stop saying the term raw dogging? You've been doing that a lot lately.
It's
and
fine.
It's fun in context once in a while, but that's like your new phrase. You go to the office being like, oh, you're raw dogging that printer. And I'm like, well, stop saying that.
Sorry.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.